The Dree Oaks. Be the brow o' thick hangin', I spent all my youth in the house that did peep out between the Dree Oaks, that in winter avoided their luth, and in summer their shed to the green. And there, as in summer we plied at our gims, we each owned a tree, for we were but dree, and so the Dree Oaks were called by our names. And two did grow scraggy out over the road, and they were called Jimmy's and mine, and t'other were Janet's, much kindlier growed, wi' a knotless and white-ribbed rhine. And there a fine nights, avore going in to rest, we did dance full o' life to the sound o' the fife, or play at some game that poor Janet licked best. So happy were we, be the Oaks o' the Green, till we lost Sister Janet, our pride. For when she were come to her last blushing teen, she suddenly sickened and died. And avore the green leaves in the fall were gone by, the lightning struck dead her woken tree's head, and left un a stripped to the wintry sky. But oon of his yakkers, as at in the fall, come up the spring at her, below the trees at her headstone within the church wall. And mother, to see how did grow, shed a tear. And when father and she were both dead, there they were laid deep, with their Janet to sleep, with she at her side, and her tree at her head. And folk to still call the old house the Dree Oaks, for thick is a reckoned that's down, as mother, a name in her children to folks, made Dree when but two were of own, and said that hereafter she knowed she should see why God that's above vown fit in his love to strick wi' his hand the poor maid and her tree.